just want to ask you, just initially, your thoughts on this Patriots defense, what you've seen on film of them, and how they compare year over year from your rookie year to now.
They're a good defense. You know, they have done a great job of keeping people out of the end zone. You know, that's something that jumps out on tape is, you know, they may give up a little bit of yards moving down the field, but once they get in the red zone, they really do a great job of keeping teams out of the red zone. So that's something we're going to have to focus on this week is getting the ball in the end zone and not settling for 3 points.
Now, I'm assuming that you've looked at film from not just last week but prior weeks as well. What do you take away from what the team looks like with Aqib Talib, the cornerback, on the field, and what he looks like when he's not on the field?
Well, he's definitely a great player. You know, I think they have a lot of confidence in him, you know, as they should. He's made a lot of big plays for him so far this year. And, you know, we're going to have to account for him. You know, hopefully, you know, we're going to have a plan in place to handle him when he's in there, if he's in there. But he's definitely a guy that we account for and that we're looking at on tape.
Is there anything in the film that you would say that says, you know, this is how they're keeping people out of the end zone, this is how they're doing it?
Well, they show some different looks down the red zone, you know, mixing double coverage, depending on who they're playing, to different guys, and it can present some problems just the way they line up. It's not a clear picture as you see most weeks, and they do a good job of passing things off and, you know, funneling guys to their help.
Ryan, the defense is missing a couple guys, as you mentioned, and they've lost two of their last three games. If there's a good time to face this team, might now be it?
You know, I don't know. You know, you face teams all the time that are coming off injuries, and, you know, that's part of being in the NFL is you have to have confidence in your backups. You have to have confidence in the guys that you're plugging in and expect them to make plays for you. And, you know, I don't think that they're stressing out or trying to play a completely different defense or anything like that. You know, they're kind of playing their game plans. Obviously, they game plan each team a little differently, and that's something we're going to have to figure out, you know, once we get going in our game.
What was working for you guys so well early in the season that doesn't seem to be working here lately?
You know, I think early on we converted a lot of third downs, and we haven't been as efficient lately, and that's something that we're definitely looking to get back on track. Obviously, you have to stay on the field and keep the chains moving to score points. So that's something we're really putting a lot of focus on this week, as well as scoring touchdowns when we're down in the red zone.
Ryan, I hate to bring this up, but I will. You've had some issues with fumbles, and I'm sure that they're all different. But just can you kind of put your finger on what's gone wrong there? And obviously how important it is to not do that.
Yeah, it's huge. You know, obviously you don't want to be turning the ball over. You know, several of them are, you know, going into the throwing motion and guys getting a hand in there and knocking it out. That's what happened last week. But you know, it's not one issue that we can say, hey, you just stop doing this and it's done. They're all a little bit different, and I just have to have good ball security when I move around in the pocket.
How would you characterize your development thus far? I mean, it's difficult to make that jump from year one to year two because people have a body of work on you. But how do you feel you've reacted to the increased scrutiny?
You know, I'm just working each week to get better. You know, obviously, we started off good and then haven't been so good lately, but we're a group that is facing adversity, and we have to respond. We have to just stick together as a team. Myself, I have to just keep my head down, keep pushing, and I think that's what we're doing is just working out, approaching each day individually and trying to get better.
Can you talk about your work with Coach Philbin and in particular, because he's on the offensive side, Coach Sherman?
Yeah, you know, Coach Philbin, coming from Green Bay, you know, had some thoughts of from their offense up in Green Bay, and he's, you know, brought those down to us and things that we really like. But he really kind of sits back and coaches both sides of the ball. He doesn't favor one side, I wouldn't say. He really splits his time pretty evenly between all sides of the ball. Coach Sherman, and, you know, we're in our second year here in the NFL together, and we're, you know, really comfortable with each other as far as, you know, how plays are coming in and how I'm supposed to run them.
Ryan, I've known Coach Sherman for a few years. Are you kind of sick of him at this point?
No. I'd be in trouble if I was sick of him. You know, we really are on the same page with a lot of things, and, you know, I think that's a good quality to have with a play caller and a quarterback.
What is this? Obviously, divisional games are of utmost importance, but even more so when you're in the midst of a slump. And can you just put a handle on where the team's focus is right now going forward into this week?
Yeah, our focus is just on winning the game, you know, as it is every week. Obviously, you know, our backs are up against the wall, so to speak, right now, coming off a three-game skid. We're playing a big divisional game this week on the road, and, you know, it's a game that we really want to win.